Masechet Avot Perek Gimel Mishnah Tet Zayin. Mishnah says, Hu Haya Omer, Rabbi Akiva would say, Hakol Natun Be'eravon. Everything is given with a guarantee. What that means is, whenever one takes from Hashem, that means somebody is doing Averot. Hashem is not nervous. Hashem is has a guarantee on that debt that it would be repaid, that a punishment is possible, unless a person makes Teshuvah. When somebody takes a loan, there's a guarantor to that loan, that if a person doesn't pay up, the person who gives the loan will go somewhere else. The lender has a guarantee that he's going to get paid back. So the lender, he's not bothered that he didn't get payment from the borrower right when the loan is due, because he'll just go to the guarantor who's going to pay him afterwards. So the same thing is with Hashem. If a person does an Averah, Hashem knows that there's no escaping. Person is going to get the punishment. So the sinner doesn't have the ability to escape from Hashem. So Hashem gives him a little bit of time. Hashem has patience in order to hopefully allow that person to make teshuvah. Umsuda perutza al kol ha'ayim. And a net is spread over all living creatures. Another idea that a person cannot escape HaKadosh Baruch Hu injustice. Just like a fish doesn't have the ability to avoid the net if it's spread out in order to catch him, a sinner also doesn't have the ability to avoid punishment. The only way out would be teshuvah. Ha-hanut petuha ve'ahinvani makif. The store is open and the storekeeper is giving credit to the customers. They don't have to pay until later. Here as well, even though people are sinning every day, the store is open. Hashem is patient and he gives them credit. He extends credit, which is the ability to have time. He doesn't punish them right away. Ve'apinkas patuah. The Hayad Kotevet, the account is open, and the storekeeper is writing down everything that the customer owes. Even though a storekeeper has the book open, sometimes he's busy and he doesn't write things down, and therefore he would lose track of what people took. But Hashem is different. Hashem keeps track of every little thing. There's nothing that's passed over, nothing that's missed. Anybody who wants to borrow could come and borrow. Nobody's forced to borrow. It's up to you. That means people have free will. You only sin if you want to sin. It's your choice. Nobody's pressuring you in to any averot. What we say here is, like we said earlier on, that hareshut netuna, free will is given over to everybody. Everybody chooses whether they want to do averot or whether they want to do mitzvot. No one is forced into either one. Hakol bidei shamayim, chutz miyirat shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven, besides for the fear of heaven. That means the mitzvot and the averot that we do, it's all in our hands, as opposed to Hashem. Hagabaim mahzirim tadir bechol yom. The collectors who collect money that's owed to the storekeeper, they make their rounds every day, frequently each day. What that means is the collectors who give over the punishment that the sinner owns, but they make their rounds every day, that they're not punished all at once. A person is not punished in a dramatic fashion, usually all at once, but slowly but surely Hashem gives him small little warning shots, hoping that person is going to make teshuvah. V'nifra'in min ha'adam mida'ato v'shilo mida'ato. And they collect money from a person, whether he realizes that he owes it or doesn't realize it. V'yesh lahem alma shismochu. But the collectors have something to rely on. Everything is written down in the storekeeper's account book. What that means is, sometimes a person realizes why he's being punished by Hashem. He realizes that he did certain averot, and therefore he understands why God is judging him in that type of fashion. But at the same time, there are times people forget that they owe the money. In other words, they forget that they did averot, and they don't know why they're being punished. And that's why we say, but everything is being accounted by Hashem. And therefore, when a person's being punished, he should know that it's, of course, happening because of an averah that he did. Even though he may have forgotten, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget. The Hadin Din Emet, the judgment is a true judgment. The punishment that a person receives never goes above the sin that he did. Hashem is not harsh. Hashem doesn't go beyond what the person deserves. V'akol mitukan la'si'udan. Everything is prepared for the banquet, for the feast that's going to happen, which means Olam Haba, the purpose of the punishment is to prepare those people who did an averot for the reward that they're going to receive for their mitzvot in the world to come. So even the wicked people have a share in Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba. Every member of the Jewish people has a share in the world to come. And the purpose of punishments that we receive in this world is to be as a kapara, to serve as an atonement for those averot, to prepare a person for the next world where it'll be only Olam Haba.